I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
He's here! He's here! 5 o'clock in the morning he went to sleep.
Flipping
5 o'clock,
man.
Wait, am I even allowed to say that?
Yeah, why not?
5 o'clock in the morning, did you go to sleep or is that the time you was going home?
I was going to sleep. I was in
this
my house.
This guy, you know.
Lads, man.
We was in the WhatsApp group, yes, last night, just talking about killer whales.
Nonsense! You guys, I can't bear this. Do you know what? Do you live alone?
No.
I was talking to Mitch about this the other day. Living alone is a whole skill in itself.
I'm telling you.
You have to set an itinerary for yourself for the week.
That's a big fact.
And then it's repetitive, and you have to have the discipline and the sense of mind to go, no, I'm doing this at six. Otherwise, you're me. You're up at 5 o'clock in the morning knowing you got to shoot in like 7-8 hours. It's nonsensical.
Do you know what the biggest struggle is that I don't think people talk about enough when it comes to living alone?
Go on.
Is the struggle of eating.
Brother.
Big man.
But
do you know how much of a chore it is to figure out what to eat? Or like, even if you do cook.
Bro, I would encourage all the guys, all the men them at home, yeah? Watch your mum cooking. Just so you can see the sense of mind when to cook and all of that. Just so it's second nature when you grow older. Chucky, I don't know when to start cooking. I can't cook. But I don't know when to start cooking because I don't know when I'm going to be hungry. So now what do I do?
Nah, but here where it's delivery. All mad. Yeah, here where it's all mad. Sometimes I don't know when to start cooking because I might be hungry now.
Yes.
So I'm like, yes, you know what? I'm going to cook. But this thing that I'm cooking now is taking me all 2 hours to cook. Do you get what I'm saying?
And Chucky, within our jobs, yeah, where is that 2 hours?
Right then, because now where? I get home, I'm hungry, it's 9 o'clock. By the time I finish cooking, it's 10:45 now.
And now I've got, look, another phone call, work I run, and it's all mad. Once I'm at work, I'll phone you back.
Okay, see you later.
Brother. It's long.
Hey, the struggle sometimes to eat is... I mean, look, I exercise my privilege.
Chat to them.
So my privilege is I have a very good relationship with my mum.
Yeah.
I've got a very good relationship with my auntie.
Yeah.
And I've got a very good relationship with my dad.
So what privileges do you get with that relationship?
Food!
Yeah, my brother!
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Eat, man!
Auntie, what did you cook today?
Guess what?
I'm pulling up.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying?
He's a DJ. He's got to pull up anyway. Come on, fam.
Strongly.
Come on.
Let me tell you something about that in a moment, actually.
What happened?
Also, yeah. I'll go to that in a moment. Sometimes I could all go to Mumsy's and that now.
Yeah.
And she's already containered stuff for man.
This is what...
Do you get what I'm saying?
Prepare.
So I go there, containered things, whatnot, boom.
Do you know what that is?
Love.
Right. Yeah. Yes, love and privilege. But if I don't have that, big man, sometimes is... And then even then, it's like... Okay, I might get home kind of late. Day's gone on fast, whatnot. Haven't eaten for the day. I get home late and then I go on Deliveroo now, but there's not even much things open now.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, because I live in the sticks. You don't.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So your thing is proper. Yeah, but you can be in the mix now. You can get flipping Nando's at 11 o'clock.
Brother, the thing's crazy where I'm at. I can't lie about that thing there. And everybody knows I love a good Turkish.
Right,
a good
Turkish.
You know, a late night Turkey. Oh, best kebab. Oh, come on, man.
A little lamb lamb.
It depends. I never recommend a doner late.
Don't you?
It's been there spinning for a little while. Strongly. I like a shish at that point.
Yeah,
but
I do
enjoy a doner. So I might go there like a 4 or 5 p.m.
Right then.
It looks fresh.
Yeah.
It looks thick. No homo. No diddy.
So... wait, hold on. Wait. What's the... So wait, that's... You're saying what's that one? The doner.
The doner, yeah.
So what's the shish?
The shish now.
Is that
okay?
The... Right.
I
then.
Saw
that's
the arms. That let me
when
know.
You grill and you think.
You know when you walk inside there, you turn. Oh, it should be on your right hand side anyway. You look there, you see the little see-through fridge thing.
Yes.
You see the yes. lambs right.
They take in the it sticks. Out
and then
yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, man.
100%.
Do my thing. I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah, man. Put that on the grill, twist and turn. Twist and turn. You know what I mean? And then, do you know that's proper?
And because it's in front of me, I've seen the process. I just feel comfortable.
Mm.
That's why I like Turkish food. I think I like more food like that. If I could cook them types of foods, I might even... Get me a little doner thing in my kitchen. I'm cooking.
Yeah.
I wish I had a kitchen that had a variety of... Because this is the problem.
They love
a
red cabbage as well, don't they?
What?
They love a red cabbage.
And the mixed salad as well, where they have to chop the cucumber and the lettuce and
man.
Shout out Turkish restaurants, man. They don't get enough love.
They love a baby spinach as well.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Big up them. Buy one of what?
What do you mean?
Buy a griddle.
Is that what it is?
What the thing that you
sounds like a dance. Griddle, but
you can, it's like, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it does. Do the griddle. Like, it's not cooked. Yeah.
They cook on the charcoal. But you could actually buy like almost like a gas powered.
Yeah, that sounds all long already.
Like flat. But I can't cook. That you're just doing. Long. Yeah, you're doing.
I can cook, but that sounds long.
Long. Whoa.
You put the meat on. I hear it.
That's all crazy, brother.
But listen, yeah, that sounds long.
It
sounds good, and I can cook, but it sounds long. Sometimes what I'm talking about is the struggle in eating is. You're out, you're working, you're doing X, Y, and Z and whatnot, and you come home and you're trying to figure out, what do I eat today? At first, I think when you first move out, maybe it's a, and you can, when you first move out and you can cook, it doesn't seem long because you're excited to cook.
Of course.
And you want to do all of that.
Yeah.
But once the novelty wears off, sometimes you just lose track of it as well. It's like, you've cooked, you can have that for a couple of days, whatever it may be, boom, boom, and then you just forget. You get home and you're like, oh shit, what do I eat today? Look in the fridge, there's nothing in there.
Nothing. Do you work from your calendar?
Yeah, I work from my calendar.
There is not food at this time in my calendar. There's no food in my calendar. So these times I'm booking back to back to work and meetings and all of that. I haven't accommodated for food. I'm in the Zoom call. They're saying, what's that noise? It's my belly. Now it's interrupting the Zoom call. This doesn't feel right, but it's happening. Another thing I want to ask, because I saw Scribs ask it on Twitter, and I do feel like I want to know, because everyone's on it. Is an air fryer healthy?
Oh my God, this is a great question. I thought it was just me that was asking this in my head, bro.
Bro, when I saw
Scribs, I swear on my life, I've been thinking about this all the time.
And Chucky, I felt I was insecure. I didn't want to ask the question. I didn't want to be the, you so dumb, of course it's this or of course it's that. And then when I saw Scribs say it, I said, yeah, because guess what? I'm in that same place. Everyone's talking about air fryer, get air fryer. I'm like, this is all too quick.
Do you know
why?
What?
Why are you frying air?
It is advertised as being healthier.
Okay.
And a much more healthier alternative than a microwave, that's for sure.
So it's healthier than frying in oil.
Yes. It's healthier than frying in oil. If you use an air fryer to
Alright, pause.
Yeah, that's mad. That's it.
So that's
basically,
it.
Basically, it's not that healthy then.
And it saves you on cooking, washing up.
Yeah.
But well, I want to know the health aspects of it.
I just wanted to get to this part as well, yeah.
Because
you could use an air fryer to reheat food and stuff like that too, yeah. And they would say that an air fryer is much more healthier than using a microwave.
So let's
microwaves are not healthy. So now, that's one thing.
That's good. See, this is how Chucky's making it. He's doing comparisons. That's easier for me. All right, air fryer over microwave. So we're getting rid of the microwave. We're bringing in the air fry. All right, sweet. How else does it benefit me? How else is it good for us?
Because you can do everything with an air fryer, you know.
What do you mean? Can it cook? Can it clean? Like, what else can it do?
Other than... Other than stuff like that, it can damn near cook everything, bro.
Serious?
Yeah. I haven't got one yet, but I'm going to get one.
Because my sister got my mum one the other day, yeah. And I was at the house, we were all at the house the other day. And my sister was like, you know what, yeah? Mum's too old school. I might just give you the air fryer. And I said, I'm just too no school because I can't cook. So that air fryer, as much as
that might be perfect for you, though.
Do you reckon so?
Well, I guess you still got to be able to flavour certain foods, though. You can't just fling, like, if you're going to make salmon, you're going to put it in the air fryer. You can't just fling salmon in there. You still got to put a couple things in there to...
Yeah, I don't want to feel like a modern day DJ. You know, you know, see them DJs that can't use the decks and then the other DJs are like, oh, it's one of these new school DJs. I don't want to be like a new school cook.
You know, I haven't used a microwave personally in my house for a long time, though.
Seriously?
I use a steamer. So before I'm going to get an air fryer, but I use a steamer. So a steamer...
It's for your clothes.
Yeah, but you can steam food and it's much more healthier than a microwave.
The steamer for your clothes you use on
No,
food.
Not a steam. not a steamer.
Man's over there like this put and then he goes, like, bring the steamer. Chicken.
No, it's not like that. You just like, it's, how do I explain? It's like in a round sort of container thing. Yeah. You put the food in there and you put like a lid on it. Like that. Yeah.
Like a George Foreman thing.
No, not that, man. That. Like that kind of
thing. Okay.
Man. Yeah, put the food in there and it just steams the food and it's like...
That looks healthy.
Yeah. It takes longer. Obviously, a microwave, you put your food in there, it's 2 minutes gone, you're ready. This is about... When you put your food in there, maybe it's about 12 minutes. But let me tell you something.
It's a game of FIFA. We can do that.
Right then. But let me tell you something. You know certain things, yeah? When you're reheating certain foods, if you put it in a microwave, it takes away the thing.
Oh, it does.
But you see with the steamer, it don't do that. It gives you the vibe.
What proper. Is that as well? What do we don't ask ourselves enough questions.
It takes
know?
Away a part of the... If you put it in a microwave, it takes away a part of the soul.
But what is that? Because we don't ask ourselves these questions. If it's taking it away...
Yeah.
What is it replacing it with?
It's replacing it with fuckery. You pull it in your system now, and the next minute you know, it's kidney stones.
Big man, nobody say that. Because me and the microwave have a decent relationship. The mouth is stuck, you know. Like most Jamaican restaurants use microwave as well. All right, shout out all my... Let's use the air fryer
well, everywhere
now.
You go, I can't avoid a microwave. If I go to a takeaway place, if I go to a Caribbean takeaway place, I'm not naive to the fact that they're reheating my food in a microwave. I'm just saying, in my yard, I have a steamer.
To be honest, you see my mom's food? What you said right now, it does take away something. It's like when you bring the song to the you know the major record label. It takes away something sometimes.
Yeah.
And that thing that it takes away, I'll be real with you, it's the reasons why I eat my mom's food cold. If I haven't eaten it all day, I'll eat it cold.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I get food from my mom's house, like you, and, yo, this phone don't stop. Come on. So I get food from my mom's house, she'll wrap it up, and it keeps it warm till we get home, and then I'll eat it. But sometimes...
But it gets home, it's cold.
I get home, I get home and there's just things to do. Right. And they might come round, it's like, yeah, it's crazy, it's 5 a.m. Yeah. So boom. So then I go, I want to eat it. So I won't go eat it, and I'm like, I'll put it in the microwave. But then I think about the microwave and what it does to my mum's food. I'd rather eat it cold.
Serious. I'm not. I hear it still, but I think, yeah. If I don't have a steamer, probably I'm gonna use the microwave still. I don't really like cold food too much like that.
Cold Chinese.
Absolutely
bonkers. All right, cold pizza.
Yes.
I don't even eat cold pizza. That's crazy to me.
You know, these are things that are really a bad
cold
for you
pizza.
Well.
But if I was to heat it up though, either if it goes in a pan, I put it in a pan and then I put water in the pan and then close it.
Oh yeah. What? Say that. Wait. Do that. Say that again.
So you would put the pizza into a hot pan, warm hot pan, and then you put water in the pan, not too much, just like water. So that
well, holy water, son. And
then it evaporates.
So what is that? The steam? That's what the steamer is. Yeah. So with a steamer, what you do is you put the water. See that in there? You put the water at the bottom, and then it heats it up, and then it's the steam, and then it's better to have it that way. But don't the pizza become soggy?
No.
What?
No, it becomes soft just like before. If you do it right, obviously you put too much water in. Yeah.
Plus your question.
So wait. Reheating pizza is not soggy.
With no, in your way, I don't know because I can't.
Is yours soggy?
No, right. When I put it in the microwave. Huh? No.
No, when it goes in the microwave, it's 100%
soggy.
It's soggy, bro. Don't do that.
That is soggy to bits. But he has it cold anyway.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. Now it's too hard. This conversation is sounding
crazy.
It sounded crazy.
So it's flaccid without the microwave.
Yeah, soggy. But listen. Yeah, I don't know. Like cold Pete, I don't really. And cold Chinese. That's outrageous.
Yeah, do you know
that's
what?
Outrageous. You're living like a pauper.
Maybe I am.
That's nuts. What? So do you eat? So like, say Caribbean food or whatnot. Now it's in the container, and then you leave it in the front room. Would you wake up in the morning and just start yamming from that again?
No, I'm dashing.
Oh, okay, because then when the rice is all hard and that.
But you could still heat that up in the pan.
No, after
you can eat it in a pan. I'm not eating that like that. That it's got to go in the like afterwards. This is what for me. Yeah, if I'm eating it, and then I don't want no more, but it's hot. I let it cool down. Put it in the fridge. Then I'll come back to that the next day, because my granny told me. I don't know how true this is. Yeah, but you know, it's the seasoning still seasoning up the place, so it tastes just as good the next day. Don't know, I'm sticking with it because that's what granny told me.
No, of course, come right? on, it's granny.
So boom, now the next day I'll reheat that and I'll eat that. But if it's just on the side out like that, I can't eat, I'm funny like that.
But the thing is, that's where I have to question myself, am I? Because see, Christmas time, I know for a fact in my life, I've slept over at my cousin's house and the food was, there was so much food that some food was on the side and I woke up the next day, I went downstairs and I just ate the food and the food on the side.
Oh, God. Let me tell you something, yeah?
So we do big family get-togethers, though. Like, there's, what else are you going to do with the food? Yeah, I hear it.
But you know what? Like, I've got a phobia of mold. I've said this a few times.
Yes, you have told me.
So this is the next thing about living alone. Food? Huh?
He called you a pauper.
No, I said like her.
This is a beauty.
But hear what, yeah? So as a person, yeah, when you're living alone and you are have phobia of mold, your mind starts racing when it comes to certain things. Yes. So just like the other day, I left to go to Copenhagen and I remember saying, because I bought some fruit, and you know fruit goes off mad quick.
Quick.
Strawberries bro. Goes off super quick, raspberries, all of that. Had it in the fridge.
That's annoying, you know. Sorry, carry on.
So quickly, bruv. It's mad. I said to myself, the night before, I'm like, before I leave, throw this out because I'm going to be away for a few days. And it was already off anyway because I knew I bought it like maybe 4 days or 5 days prior. It was close to the date. And I know that it starts, I don't want it to start growing legs in my fridge. Anyway, woken up in the morning now. And then I forgot. It's early. I've just gone, yeah. As soon as I got on the plane.
Oh, it's hit you.
I thought, oh, no.
Don't you give keys to someone that you know?
Yeah. Like, people got keys to my yard, but it weren't that deep.
Oh, it's that deep for me. I got my bridges that are local that go past my yard, and I would just text them, yo.
Yeah, good. Yeah. But no one's going past my yard like that. And there would be a situation that I would do it in, and I'd give that situation in the moment. But at first, I was just like, oh, the strawberries. So imagine, I'm in Copenhagen, and every once in a while, it's almost like this is the best way to explain it. You know when you break up, you're out of a relationship.
Everything reminds me of you.
No, it's not even that. So you might be having fun and then you remember, oh, she's not in my life anymore. You know like that. I'm in Copenhagen having fun. Strawberries in the fridge. Strawberries in the fridge. So now it's taken away from my vibe a bit because I'm remembering this fucking strawberries. In the fridge. So when I've come back now, all I could think about was I'm walking with my luggage. All I'm thinking about is, I've got to come home to those strawberries and I've got to find a way to get them out. Now, luckily, when I got there, it hadn't got to the growing hairs and this, that, and the thing and whatnot. It was actually all right. It made the fridge smell a little bit and it was a little bit off.
It had a little jumper on.
Yeah, exactly. But when you are on your own and you have that going on, it's a big thing, you know?
I'm telling you, bro. People don't understand. Living by yourself, yeah, I think that is the quickest way to go insane if you haven't got mental strength, bruv. Like,
there's,
fam, this morning, Chucky, at 2 o'clock this morning, I'm watching Kai Cenat, Duke Dennis. What age? Why am I watching these guys doing a freestyle with Little Yachty? Like, I have things to do and I can't go sleep. It's because I haven't eaten, so I can't go sleep because I'm hungry, but I can't cook. Now I'm ordering MacD's. Now I'm waiting for the MacD's to come. Oh, yeah,
you did say that in the group, and I did that. I thought about that, actually.
So I'm ordering MacD's. That takes about half an hour, 35 minutes to come. Now you're waiting for that to come.
And the chips ain't the same when it comes as well. I'm going to be honest with you. There's no way the chips are the same.
I'll be honest with you. McDonald's late at night, for me, is better than during the day.
What?
For sure.
Because there's no one ordering food. So when they order, like, it's fresh. It's like proper hot. Oh, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So yeah, I'm ordering that. Quarter pound of deluxe. Come on, we upgraded now. Bro, now I can't sleep.
Oh, because you've eaten now.
Because I've eaten.
What, did you have a Coke with that as well?
No, I had Red Bull.
Oh my God.
You had a Red Bull.
You're going in crazy. In the night time like that?
In the night.
You're going mad. Let me tell you, don't you feel like a tart when you have McDonald's anyway? I used to feel like an absolute hoe. Let me tell you something, yeah? I'd go past McDonald's.
It takes me back to nice times in my life.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'll go past McDonald's and I'll be like, it would just remind me of, you know when you think, like you smell McDonald's and you think, oh, I could do with that. And it's the same way like a girl might text you and be like, eye emoji or what you doing. And you're like, I don't really want to.
But
you know what? You've hit me at a good time. I'm going past your yard. Why not? You know what I mean? And then
that's
now.
That's a great feeling. I'm sorry.
It's the same. Comparisons are almost the same. You go into McDonald's now and you go into the yard. So then you get the McDonald's, you smoke in the gal, you eat the food, you finished thing, and then afterwards you think to yourself, why did I do that? Like, why did I do that? I should have just went to my yard.
Because McDonald's makes you feel rubbish afterwards.
It makes you, yeah.
So it's like, the question I have now, and I reckon most people at home would have this same question, definitely 100%, is what girls in Chucky's life are McDonald's?
Nah, none now. I like what you did there. I like what you did there. None now, but let me tell you something. I had a lot of them. I'll be honest.
That's a lot of quarter pounders, me.
I had Morley's. I had them all. I had Sam's.
KFC, Sam's now.
Is there anyone that you don't feel bad? Like, what brand do you not feel bad after? Sam's. Because I've had a KFC and not felt, and even the KFC in regards to the like the equivalency of a girl, I've not felt bad about at all.
Do you know what it is? McDonald's doesn't make me feel bad.
What, the McDonald's gal or the McDonald's food?
Both. Do you know why? Because they're accessible. They're everywhere. You can't avoid them. Every hood has one. But you see certain places, they don't have Burger King or KFC. So now you've gone out your way.
Right.
So if you're going out your way to feel like that, that doesn't feel right. And them type of, and no disrespect to them type of gal, because we need you.
No, yeah, all of them.
Them type of gal there that I love, that are accessible, I don't feel bad afterwards. I feel more like, do you know what? If you weren't in my life, where would I go?
I hear that, but I don't feel mad about the KFC gal.
I don't know, man.
I'm good with that one.
Because you know what it is? When KFC tastes bad, or it doesn't hit the spot properly, and I've now gone out my way, to not feel good. That doesn't feel right for me. But like I said, there's a MacD's next to MacD. There's a McDonald's inside McDonald's. They're everywhere.
Do you know what the maddest thing is though? Like, my experience with KFC is very different to McDonald's.
Talk to me.
So like, if I have a KFC, I really fancy a KFC. With McDonald's, it's just sometimes a convenience. Like, all right, do you know what? Boom, it's there. Let me just go and get the McDonald's, whatnot. And if it so happens to slap and I enjoy it, cool, then I enjoy it. But more time afterwards, it might slap and I might enjoy it for the moment. But afterwards, I feel like a tart, yeah? But with KFC, if I want it, I really want it. So that's what I'm saying. Even that with the equivalency of the gal, it's like, if it's the same thing, but I really wanted it though. And I don't feel bad about it at all.
No, because KFC, let's break it down even more. They don't give you enough chips. They give you like 5 chips.
That's true.
That annoys me. Everything outside of the chicken is never to standard. The beans are never that nice. The corn's never that nice. So now I'm only going there
beans?
For the chicken.
I go there for the gravy. What the man?
I've got you got beans.
You get beans. You're a beans man.
Come on.
Beans man in KFC.
Sometimes it feels right. Sometimes it's gravy, but. I don't, brother.
Wait, hold on a minute. Anyway, we're not deep. Beans and chips is a bit nuts, no?
It's not.
Beans and chips is nuts.
Beans and chips is definitely not nuts.
Beans and chips is crazy when I deep it. What are you talking about?
Beans
huh?
And any kind of potatoes.
What? Where is he?
What are you talking about?
There's beans on toast.
No.
There's beans.
No, sorry. Sorry.
Beans and
chicken.
Yeah,
no, just, beans and chicken is crazy.
It can't be crazy because it's available at KFC. So there's other people on planet Earth that agree with us. The only man that's
crazy.
Are you
not thinking about this?
What?
Beans and chicken.
I find, although it's a commonly known thing in England.
It sounds very slavery.
You know what's nasty? Gravy and chips. No, gravy and chips is nasty to me. Yeah. That's mad.
Now, gravy and chips is a wave.
Now, the reason why I don't understand that, I've grown up with gravy only being on my chicken, Bisto. I saw the advert, boom. I never saw chips in this advert. So when I see the Caucasians doing it, I said to myself, yo, my charge, that's just not a vibe that I'm jumping down. What, gravy on my flipping McDonald's chips with a quarter pound? Nah.
The McDonald's don't have it, but KFC and gravy chips. No, the chips with the KFC gravy with the chicken, it feels like it works more because then you can dip the chicken in the gravy.
Five chips. Get out.
But with the beans, what are you saying? What, you dipping the chips in the beans with the chicken in the beans? That's crazy to me. That is super slavery.
It is super slavery.
That's super slavery.
It's super slavery. But beans. You know what? We are slaves.
I hear that still.
But yeah, man. Fast food, shout out.
Yeah, and super quickly, just going to the pull up thing, yeah. Mm. In Copenhagen again.
Yes.
So you know my thing is I don't do money pull ups.
Yeah.
So like sometimes I'll be playing a tune, whatever, someone comes over with a tenner. Yo, pull up the tune. I don't do that because
that's not enough.
Huh?
I'm joking.
No, it's not even that it's not enough, it's just that for the vibe of the night, more time when people come with a tenner or whatever the money is, yeah, by the time that they've got there, the climax of the song has gone and then I have to stop the song, start it again just for you. And it's not for the benefit of the dance.
You can only do that in 100 people rave.
Yeah, there you go. And also, for me, stylistically, when I'm playing, I'm trying to take them to that climax. So when I do rewind the tune, it's a thing. Yeah?
They ain't clocked the artistry behind it.
Nah. But you know, I swear to God, anyway, people are just doing what they're doing, innit? But one guy came up to me, yeah, I'm mid-set Copenhagen. The Don said to me, Chucks, I know you don't take money pull-ups, so I'm just giving you this as appreciation. And I loved it. £105 the Don gave me, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Did you pull up?
Nah.
After he pulled up.
Nah.
Hey, Chuck, you're not easy, you know what?
Money appreciation is what the vibe should be. We talked about that before. Money appreciation.
You
don't have to be that. It could be a five or 10. It could be whatever. Boom, you're just doing your thing. If you fancy doing that. But the money pull up thing, no. Because it's like, now I'm in gear three. I've worked my way to gear three. You're putting the money on the thing. Now I'm back in gear one now.
No,
and it's cool, but it's like, for the vibe of the whole thing, of where we're trying to go here, yeah. No. I'm trying to get to the climax now. I'm trying to get to the leg shake.
For me, yeah, I hear you, but the minimum wage in Norway or Copenhagen, Denmark, sorry, it's probably like £17. Over here, it's not the case. So money appreciation from me will not be happening. I think we should appreciate the vibe I bring, the gal that I bring, and the money I spend at the bar. That is as far as we're going. DJ want me to give them £106?
Nah, you ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do nothing. I'm just saying, if you are going to do something, just do it out of appreciation as opposed to doing something for you. There's everyone in the dance and you want me to do it for you.
I hear that. But then pull it, you know, is some people haven't come from the... People... All right, cool. See this pull-up thing? It's from a place where there's an energy. So like in the grime world, you weren't saying pull-up for you. Everyone felt that you had to pull up this vibe. 100. So it's like, hey, you're speaking on behalf of everyone because you can feel the energy. That's not the same when you go to like another dance. It's not even built off that. So like when you're doing that and you're asking them to pull it up, it is definitely for you, because if there's an R&B joint that you're listening to and you're, oh my God, I need to pull it up. That was you in your room by yourself crying, like, oh my God, this song's hot, let me pull this up. Yeah. Not you with 15 man that are angry at the fact that they didn't get their JSA yesterday and now they're at radio and they can't pay their £10 subs.
Right then.
It's a different type of energy.
And the grime example that you gave is a good one, because think about it like this, yeah? Do you know how you have to be right there in that moment of when everyone, like when it's going off or whatever, you have to be right there in that moment to even put that money down, because that moment comes quick. From when a DJ drops the rhythm or the bar, whatever it may be, yeah, it's happening mad quick. So imagine now, you miss that part, there's that euphoria is not there, and someone just comes midway through manga spitting a bar and whatever, and then it's not there yet, and like, someone just flings. It's like, wait, hold on a minute. That wasn't the moment then. It weren't then. So now what, we stop the whole thing, everyone's just waiting, and we start again. No, let's just wait. My man's doing his thing though. I respect him.
He's
an appreciation.
I hear it. How was it, by the way?
Yeah, Copenhagen was really good. Especially it was really, really good. That was definitely like one of the, my favorite ones outside of the country so far. It was sick. Kendrick's on the clock. Is he? Is Kendrick on the clock?
I spoke to Mitch about this the other day. We had a talk about this. Now,
we don't want Mitch's opinion, by the way, because we've heard a lot of it. We want yours.
I know. Mitch is... I realised... Do you know what I've realised? Let me just go somewhere. Let me go left to come back. I want to come back in a second. Let me just divert. I've got to go pick up one gyan. Let me go left. Even though I can drive. Green card. Pink one on the way. I realise a lot... I realise a lot of people are defending Drake. And it's a conversation Getz and TJ had. And I was like, I've always felt like this. Because they see themselves in Drake. They see a lot of themselves in Drake. So if you get at certain things he does, essentially you're getting at their character. And I don't mean to get at anyone's character. This is just, I think some things are just a bit meh, a bit corny, a bit. So for example, when I heard the diss track from Drake, the first thing I said was, this nigga's sassy as fuck. Not saying I don't like it, but I feel like I could have given them lyrics to City Girls, 100%. That's how I feel. When I listen to other diss tracks, if I play Drake's Duppy Rhythm, you can only give that to other rappers. Mm. You can't give Duppy Rhythm to anybody else other than a skilled rapper. Whereas this new diss track, they want to see me lit. I'm not saying this rubbish. I'm not. Because all dynamics come in to make a diss track. The beat definitely contributes. You listen to the previous beat, not the same feel. The cadence of certain things he's saying definitely makes contributions. But when you strip all of it and I just listen to what's being said, if Kendrick don't respond for a little while, I understand. I've taken time to listen to the diss track. I'm like, yo, it's not like Duppy Rhythm. With Duppy Rhythm, it was poetry.
Mm.
Like, Pusha, you better jump out.
Yeah.
Drake has really, like, the way he's put it together, the way he mentioned your missus's name and the ring and the way he said Whitney in this one, body girl like Whitney, like it's just all a bit like, it's just all like, if you don't want to respond to that, I get it. Like it's a little bit like just give me that Duppy Rhythm type of diss track again. And well, I understand.
The argument for that would be that it was, this is the equivalency more of the charged up that he gave Meek, where it was like, he was saying some stuff, but it wasn't the hardcore thing until it was. Remember, he came back 4 days later. I waited 4 days, nigga. Where y'all at? Then he started saying some stuff.
No, I hear
but
you.
It's like he's addressing some things here and there, preparing himself to go on the field for when it actually really does happen. Which is why I kind of took on the point of view where people were saying that, like, or some people were saying, Mitch actually made the argument was that this isn't the start of round one. This is the response to what had just happened. So that Kendrick's like that, and Drake's, what's this called again? What's Drake's one called again? I can't even remember what Drake's one was called again.
The Kendrick diss track one.
The Kendrick diss record anyway. That was the response. So that's one for one.
It can't be one for one though. That doesn't even make sense.
Go, why? Why do you say that?
One's a verse on a song.
That's what I said.
It's a verse on a song. One's a whole song. So one is a contribution on someone else's record. One is a song. Like, if we're doing that, then Drake, you're down bad because my man done this, 11 years ago on Control. He then absolutely embarrassed you on a BET cypher. He's not speaking about anybody else when he says kicking a rapper out of his pajama clothes. You haven't responded to any of those things. And I even saw someone on Twitter saying, oh, like, people are saying, acting like these lot haven't been sending subs for years. I'm like, yeah, but the only person that has sent a sub that outside of the culture you probably can understand is Kendrick. His subs are not even subs. His subs are the equivalent of walking inside this room and saying, hey, if you've got black trainers on, you're at Egypt.
Right,
you might as well just say Chucky's name. You might as well just say Chucky's name. Like, that is Kendrick's sub. Do you know what I'm saying? So he's too bait with it. Drake is the one that's subtle. When you look, read it back a couple of times, you're like, oh, is that what he meant?
Yeah,
I didn't even realise.
Rap genius and start reading words to figure out shit. But
I didn't realise he was cussing Future on the 21 Savage project. I had no clue.
But the thing is, though, in the latest diss tune, though, he's mentioning bear people.
He thinks he's Chip.
He's not just saying, yeah, big up Chip, by the way.
He thinks he's
Chip has got some really interesting takes on this, but I'll leave that for, I know he's I'm not gonna say what his plans are, but
big up Chip.
But yeah, like he is addressing a bunch of different things, not just Kendrick. So he starts off with Future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then obviously he mentions Cole in there a little bit. He's got Rick Ross in there. He's Metro. He's saying he's addressing a whole different. He's addressing a bunch of them. Whereas now, if Kendrick comes out and he has one thing just for Drake, and Drake comes out and has just one thing just for Kendrick, now is when the war has started.
The war started, but it's like the rounds now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Round one started. Drake has started round one because he's done a diss track. And if you want to mention five people and me, that's your problem. I'm not going to now take on your problem. That's your issue. I don't have five people to mention. I just have you to mention. If you didn't want to mention me and you want to have this interview, you should have just left my name out of it, mention the other four and come back round when it's just me. But since you want to have this, let's go. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Pusha T in his diss track kept it very clear. Don't get at Ye. I want all the smoke. Just come to me. So like, make it clear what you want to do is number one from the rapper's perspective. Number two, fam, for me personally, again, this is real life for them and entertainment for us. So when everyone's putting this clock and this, that and the other, that's from the perspective of the consumer, which I totally understand. But I go back to Drake. He sounds sassy. Like, if someone spoke to me like that, I would ignore them as well. No disrespect. I don't care what you're saying. You're sounding like a gal. So I don't feel the need to address you, bro. Like, I get it. Not saying that from an entertainment perspective, I don't want a Kendrick response. Of course I do. Kendrick, you got to respond, my guy. But then from the perspective of them, man, I'll be listening to that and saying, yeah, you said some stuff. It's cold and all of that. And I'm not rating the record. But my guy, like, let's just all listen to it with just the lyrics. Like, no beat behind it, no nothing. Just listen to his voice, bro. And then go listen to Duppy Rhythm. My brother, come back and just... Don't tell me about you chipped a nail and... Like, my bro, like, what's going on?
No, I hear you,
What's actually going on, bro?
I don't know, though. I personally do think that this was a good... I do think this was a good light jab, though. I think
of course, it was good. Of course.
And I did like it. Just a bit... But I think with Kendrick, yeah, even if Drake came out flying and saying some mad stuff and whatever, and it was one of those things, I would sort of expect Kendrick to just be on Kendrick timing.
Again,
although I'd said what I said on Like That, and although I've been wanting to come for your head top, you're not going to dictate to me when I'm coming out, like, to whether I'm going to come out tomorrow or the day after or whatnot. I'm coming out when I'm ready to come out.
Of course.
Whatever that looks like, whatever time period that looks like, is what that looks like, which is why, to me, it's not a surprise to me that Kendrick isn't outside yet. He's going to do something and he's going to say something.
Yeah, of course.
But it's not going to be in the timing parameter that everyone is expecting, or this entitlement that I think that we've just all adapted where, okay, cool, this person comes out and now you've got 4 days to come and judge. It's like, where did that even really come from anyway?
That's how it used to be, though.
It is how it used to be.
It used to be that from the start. So I get, because niggas weren't doing anything. But you're now right. we've got things to do, so it's not the same.
Just there's a light rebuttal to that, though. Yes, yeah. And no. So in dancehall, it was always like that. Quick.
Grime was always like that.
Nas took 9 months.
Yeah, but now you're talking about one example. I can go back to like plenty of examples of rap beats when it was like, back in the day, like even earlier before that, bro. Like I used to get the DVDs, bro. At them times when they were doing them beef DVDs, fam, they were responding quickly, bro. Yeah, and I understand.
I hear it. Like
they were responding tune for tune was quicker.
If you use D Block and State Property, yeah, them man were going at it.
Like, do you remember Beanie Siegel, Jadacris, fam?
Of course,
that was quick, bro. Yeah, like
that man was going at it super quick, but. I guess maybe I'm using like Jay, for example. He would always, sometimes he might be away for a little while, bank something, come back later on. There's a cryptid thing that he's saying about somebody or whatever that makes you realise that he hasn't forgotten about what somebody said time ago about
Yeah, but
him.
That's, sorry to but, cut you, but that's just financial, bro. Like, we got a business now. Like, it's not like when I was before. Like, this is financial. I'm going to put your this in part of my plan. My plan's not going to change for this one single moment, which I understand. It's business now. It's not the same when we were just spitting raw. So I totally get it. I understand it. But I'm saying to you, if we're talking about the basis of hip-hop, or hip-hop's based upon my guy, no, it's not no 9-month pregnancy thing. But since we're over here, it's business. We're going to make money. And years later, I won't care about the time parameter anyway. Do as you please, but I still believe in the packaging of the way Drake's packaged this thing. I have no problem with the strategy, but I have a slight problem with the execution. With Drake. It just sounds a bit too sassy for me. Like, just a bit sassy for me. Is it is he saying things? No, I get it why everyone likes it, but it's just very sassy. Very, very, very sassy. Like, more. And this is coming from me, fam. You look at the way I carry it. It's more feminine than masculine. And in a clash, you just want to just wagwan like a warting. And that doesn't... It's just so sassy, bro.
For me, it just feels like the setup. It just feels like, okay, cool. This is not, what you want.
100%
I'm here,
is the setup.
I'm here. I'm ready. You, whatever it is that you've got, because everyone keeps talking about you've got a record, drop that and then we'll go from here. You've got something. You got a song. Everyone keeps saying Kendrick's got a rhythm. Go on, drop the rhythm, yeah, and then let's see where we go from there then. I've got no doubt that Drake will, after Kendrick says and does what he does. Ah, that Who Kid is so nostalgic.
Now, this is the thing. There's so much things I'm in love. So I know you probably can't even play this. There's so much things I'm in love before he says anything, which is important. The Who Kid, the beat.
Yeah.
Watch it. I can never be nobody's number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. Like, what the hell? This is so sassy. But I'm just going to play you Duppy Rhythm. Like, that is sassy. I don't care what none of you lot say.
Isn't that a false equivalency? Because Duppy Rhythm is now, he's outside. This is like...
I'm just saying to you, it's a diss. Well, the diss tracks I have a preference to. I'm not talking about anything else other than what I have a preference to. This is serious, Doug. This is serious. Listen, I hear you. The nerve, the audacity. The audacity. Yeah. Take a seat, my brother. Go and get a cigar. Go pull up a drink.
Okay.
Listen to this.
So if you rebuke me for working with someone else on a couple of V's, what do you really think of the nigga that's making your beats? I've done things for him I thought that he never would need. Father had to stretch his hands out and get it from me. I popped out.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here, man. That's what I want to hear, bro. That makes me feel like...
It's coming, though.
Cool. I'm just saying to you, like, until that happens...
Yeah.
I personally might not respond straight away if I was Kendrick. Because the moment you're dropping all of this sassy stuff and all of that, I'm like, my bro, when you're ready to do that, because that's why I rate Drake, you know? These are the reasons why I rate Drake.
That's my favorite.
What I'm hearing now is not why I rate Drake. I like Drake, but I can't yet let that cloud my judgment when it comes to a diss track because I've wanted it for so long. And now that it's here, I'm just happy that it's here, that it's clouded my judgment and everything. I'm sorry. I have to play it again,
Hear
bro.
What I'm saying, though? If we're going by the principles, of hip hop and how it used to be, and people coming out.
Once, let me just. I'm gonna move it to any random part in the song. I don't even know what part this is at.
One nigga.
This part's cold though.
That's the same type of flow, by the way.
That's cold. That part's cold. That part's cold.
But hear what I'm saying, yeah?
But it's just the sassiness, man. Just
let me hear what I'm saying, though. Sorry, yeah. If we're going by the principles of hip hop and how it used to be, and I know that it's changed a little bit now, because obviously man do take a while.
And we're happy
whatever
with the
else.
Changes, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not even mad at it. I'm not mad at it. Also, one being that it would be unfortunate if it took Kendrick months to come out and whatever else. But the reality is once he comes outside, everyone's attention is diverted to go to that, regardless.
We're just selfish.
Everyone, 100%. But, yeah, I do think that... Oh, I've lost my point.
I'm so sorry. It's my bad. This is a sassy nigga, man.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Go on.
Is that, like, even though Kendrick could look at it the same way as you and say, oh, it's sassy, and this is not really... like, because of that, I'm not going to be outside just yet. I'm just going to take a little bit of time. As far as I'm concerned, if we're going back to the elements of the essence. From once a man is directly addressing you, whether he sounds like a sassy little gal or not, it's time to go outside and slap the sassiness off his forehead.
That's true, but also there's a lot going on.
Because a man said your name.
Kendrick probably wants he wants the whole thing clear, so it's just him and Drake. He probably wants a little bit more concentration.
Bruv, you know, this is what I was bawling for. Man are talking about, I hear it, the whole thing or whatever, yeah. But I was saying,
Everyone just get out of the way.
Even Rick Ross, by the way, bro.
No, but Rick Ross is kidding. Do you know what? I find the Rick Ross take very, very, very interesting.
What?
Very interesting. The French Montana story, by the way, is actually true.
What? Oh, what, the cease and desist?
It's true. The person came out from Apple Music that was on Joe Budden's podcast and confirmed it.
Larry,
his name. Yeah. And it seems the angle that they're coming from is this cosplay thing. And I've always found this interesting. And we've been speaking for years here about commercial and culture, commercial culture. And everyone thinks that I have a resentment towards commercial, which I don't. Mm. I don't. I just rate the ute. I rate the ute more than I rate the BBC. I rate the ute because the BBC couldn't make this without all of these utes. Yeah. So why would I rate them before them? It's just, in my mind, that's just how it works. Now, we take a look at, as much as I love Drake, and I've spoken about this here, because this is where it looks like Rick Ross is coming from. As much as I love Drake, and I really, really, really do, you are too many people. I said to you before, here, I love Future because it seems like Tony Montana is an elevation, like what I hear from Future is an elevation of Tony Montana. Whereas with Drake, you was with Common and all of that being the backpack rapper. And then 3 years after that, you're a little bit heartbroken doing R&B. And then a little bit after that, you're out here doing some Grime House. And a little bit after that, you're doing some reggae music. And look, like, you're everywhere, bro. Like, your heat map reminds me of certain gal on Twitter. Like, they're just replying to everyone, or them gal on Instagram that just like everything. And your just heat map is mad, bro. Mm. And I just think for hip hop, it kind of lives. Hip hop reminds me of them sort of medieval shows where they will have this whole town and everyone's got their own thing, but we're essentially all doing the same thing and we all respect our thing. So when it comes to toxic music, Future's doing his thing, we leave him over there, he's the king of that. When it comes to this conscious rap, J. Cole, you're over there, we leave you over there. When it comes to West Coast, everyone's doing their own thing and they collaborate, and it's a collaboration of two different individuals. And Rick Ross and these
styles.
And styles and so on and so forth. And Future, when you take a look at it, hate written all over you, fake written all over you. He keeps reaffirming this whole, you're not a real guy. Like, these are all the things that we are. Like I said, it was very interesting that Future decided to drop Like That off the back of being associated with Offset and Gunna. It's like, he's like, no. I don't know what anyone over there is doing, but over here, we stick to the principles. We stick to the principles. I even found it interesting when Kodak Black came out dissing people's nails, and then Drake in his diss track goes chip a nail. It's like he's trying to 8 Mile the situation. Before you use that against me to say I'm not hip hop, I'm gonna say it in my song already. So I just feel like it's almost becoming the real versus the quote unquote fake.
Mm.
And I find it interesting, Kanye West coming number one, Future coming back and being number one. And it's like almost they're trying to say, like, we're gathering all the real guys. Everyone that wants to do all that sort of nonsense rap, you're going to be over there. And all the real people are going over there. And we're going to go and battle against them. And the king of you fake guys is Drake. Mm. We're going to get all the kings over here. Rick Ross, Flossy Rap, you're one king. Future, King of Toxic, you're over here. Weekend, we might even incorporate you as a commercial aspect. I think they're trying to get loads of different kings of loads of different sounds.
Who's the commercial aspect?
A Weekend.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to get loads of different kings from different genres or subcultures within rap to say, nah, we're not having it from the fake guy no more. You can't be 21 Savage's friend 1 minute and the Future's friend the next minute and the Skepta's friend the next minute, Geeks' friend the next. Where do you live? Where do you live? 1 minute you got a boy but an old tattoo. Next, like, my guy. Like, where do you live? This is not hip-hop, bro. And if you're going to be the number one guy in hip-hop, God, this doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. So I think everyone just kind of had enough of this cosplay shit. And it's
I hear it. We know who you are now. It hurts to hear that because I like Drake.
I love Drake, by the way.
But I don't think that there's much. I don't know how to make a rebuttal argument for it because he is all over the place. And he is, but he's good at being all over the place. I just like, there's one element of Drake that I like, and I go for. And when he does all of the other stuff outside of it, I just see it as, okay, this is just some Don who's just playing this industry thing. He knows how to make money out of it. It's not for me. I just dissociate myself from it.
But,
until he is prepared to, he doesn't have to, I'm just being a fan, an entitled fan.
Yeah.
Until he gives me what I want, and then I'm over there. But if he's not going to do that, then I'm just not over there.
But that's my problem. With this clash here, I think a lot of it has to do with being authentic. And I think a lot of people are fans of the situation and don't care about the domestics behind the scenes. But if you don't care about the domestics behind the scenes, then you shouldn't get involved in this clash. Because a lot of it is to do with domestics behind the scenes. Drake fucking everyone's girlfriend. Drake fucking everyone's girlfriend. And it's a continuation from the start. And I said to my bridges, like, if you have that guy that beats a bridges girl or something like that, the first time you go, all right, cool, whatever, man. So the second time you're like, all right, cool. By the third time, you're saying this ain't an accident. This is a trait. This is a common trait within you. And from our culture, we're not trying to do those types of things, fam. When that's a man's wife or whatever, we respect it. He seems to have no respect for those types of things. And that's not something culturally I come from. That's something when someone does it, it's kind of taboo and in the quiet. And in other cultures, no disrespect, man will beat man's girl and they're all laughing and joking about it. And I'm saying, not in the culture I'm from. If you do that, man are getting angry. So if you bring that over into this culture, you're bringing an aspect of the culture that we don't accept. But because you're the most popular individual from the space, it's like you can do it and get away with it because you have money and power. And I think everyone's just getting tired of this. You can't be that guy and do this.
Yeah.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? Yeah, so yeah. And
but that's interesting because I do think a lot of it, the majority of it is all the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think, if you are the number one guy, at some point people are going to just try and come for your head anyway from a competitive aspect here.
Yeah.
But there has always seemed to be a question within his character from people. Do you get what I'm saying? And like, there's always been that in it. Like something, there's something that's gone on behind the scenes that has had a disdain or caused a disdain for people to have towards him. So which is why, when all of this thing started happening, everyone was sort of asking the same question that I was asking in my head. It was like, what has he done? Like, I'd love to hear the real, full, behind the scenes, direct and certified person talking about exactly what has happened. Because we can speculate on it. Some things are said in bars or whatever else here. But you know, like, one person actually knows. Oh, like, Drake did so and so in such and such, or
this happened with so and so. I don't think it's that though. I think it is just literally years and years, and people have just said no. How can you be the bad man when you were 17 years? I think there are
things though.
No, of course there are things, but it's things to make a point of an example of who he is, his character. I think people have questioned his character. People have gone, nah, he's not like that, and then he's continuously done things. And I think when he comes out and got, like, when he called Rick Ross racist.
What? My when guy, did he do that?
This is what I'm trying to say. When you take a look at all the evidence, Rick Ross calls him white boy in a song. But Rick Ross is calling him white boy because he's trying to, in my mind, from what I see, say, no, you're not one of us. Because guess what? Birdman's house was something happened to Birdman's house. Why didn't you help him?
Yeah.
Because in my hood, we take care of my guys.
Yeah.
And then what did Drake say on his diss track? You treat your bros like gyal, like cars, whips, all of this, wicked, wicked, wicked. And that's what Rick Ross and Future saying, we take care of our guys. And then Drake is ridiculing their man for taking care of their guys. And then Ross is saying, but your guy lost his house a little while ago and you ain't doing nothing to take care of him. That ain't real. And then what is Drake doing? Drake's doing little things like a lot of the things that Drake's doing to me, I don't recognize with my culture. I'm not trying to say it's bad. I'm not trying to say it's good. But I'm saying I don't recognize this from black culture, then say it like that. I just don't remember. I don't recognize it from a black experience. That's the only way I can say it. As a black man growing up, irrespective of where you live, there are certain things that are quite common amongst us, even if you're in America and I'm in England. And I'm saying some of the characteristics and the displays and the play from Drake I see commercially, I don't recognize as traditionally within the black community. That's not a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's just an observation. I don't want to like use it against him or anything bad like that. But I just think if you're one of the individuals like the Rosses, like the Futures, that they don't have privilege in any capacity. Drake, you're Jewish and black. You can flirt in two different worlds. We don't have that privilege. So when you become the richest rapper and then use all of your privilege against us, I'm like, no, we should rate Rick Ross more. He's fat, he's black, a correctional officer, and look how well he's done in hip hop. Like, we shouldn't rate the guy that's Jewish and black, can sing half of the time and then rap. He can sort of play with the prospect of being a backpack rapper, a heartbroken hun singer, a bad boy. He can do all of these things. Rick Ross can't do that. Rick Ross could never do that. You begin to wonder if Drake, no disrespect again, was dark-skinned, bald-headed, and done this music, are you the number one rapper? So there's a level of privilege you have, which you kind of, it's not like, that's not a bad thing. You've got it in it. Like, we all play the cards that we're dealt in life. No one should use it against you, but you seem to be using it against the culture. And where we're from, we don't use each other's circumstances against each other. That's not a, like, no one goes to the hood with a chain and goes, you man are broke. Like, no one does that. You're getting robbed, bro. And I just feel like that's what kind of Drake's, that's what everything looks like to me. That this is not behavior I've recognized from rappers in the past in certain aspects, not in all aspects. But I'm just like, rah, when Jay-Z done that song with Babyface on like his second album, Sunshine, we clown Jay-Z for it. All the flashing lights on the floor. Drake does, he used to call me on my cell phone. It's all calm, flashing lights on the floor. Looks like a fucking Sean Paul video, get me, it's all calm. So I'm saying, you're getting away with shit,
right?
Can I
be honest with you? That Tootsie Roll thing was the worst one.
Brother, Tootsie Roll, he apologised it. He apologised for it on the song with Smart, what's his name again? There's another Canadian rapper. He apologises for the Tootsie Roll. But anyway, my point is...
That one is terrible.
Bro, but he gets... That one so mad. But yeah, he gets away with it. Because he's crazy. Drake. Privileged. I'm saying, imagine Rick Ross does Tootsie Roll. Jay-Z does Tootsie Roll. Nas does Tootsie Roll. J. Cole... fucking took a song down, he got absolutely annihilated. This privilege, I'm just saying, I think some rappers are.
But there were also added elements to it as well, where he's pointing out an insecurity that a man might have, which could be 100% to his blackness, which is the nose, for example. So it's like, you do all of these things, and on top of that, you're even doing your nose. So then you're not
one of us, white boy.
Yeah. I think.
Do you know where I'm coming from?
I understand exactly. I get it. Personally, though, I will say this, yeah? As valid as it all is, and I'm so with you on it, yeah? Is that I would love for Rick Ross to be able to have articulated this in bars.
All right, cool. Oh my God. Did you listen to the diss?
I did listen to the diss, but.
It doesn't sound like you like it.
No. Like, do you know
Gets,
what it is?
Okay. Gets and TJ, I need you here.
Let me explain.
Gets and TJ,
let me explain this, yeah?
Go on.
It's not that I didn't like it. It's just right now,
okay.
I need these two guys on the field.
Okay.
We can address this bit soon because that needs to be addressed at some point. But right now, I've been dying for this.
It's like if right now you want Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury to fight and then Usyk comes and you're like, Usyk, I'm not saying you're not a skilled fighter.
Right
I'm not
then.
Saying you're not cold, but I as a fan want this.
This cool. is what Fair I want. Enough. This I is apologize. What I want. So it's like, I'm still going to watch that fight. I'm still going to watch the Usyk. I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you're not invested.
But right now, I just need this. You get what I'm saying? But also, and you know what? As well, Eve, that's a great example because AJ Usyk. Usyk ends up beating AJ, which then takes a little bit away from how long he's going to fight. These two are going to fight. Do you get what I'm saying?
I hear you.
That's to happen again now, it's like, this might now take away from the time that it's gonna take away from my moment now that I wanna see. A big moment in hip hop. These two dons. Like, right now, I hear you, Ross, but can we just.
It's crazy though, because like when I take a look at the whole journey of everything, and I'm like, Ross, so Kendrick kind of started this with Control, and then Drake felt away, and then everyone cusses Drake for feeling away, but Drake took Kendrick on his first real tour. Like, where Kendrick was doing like 2,000, 3,000. I think they started doing 15,000. So in Drake's mind, being the type of person Drake is, he's clearly going to be affected by that. Because he's like, why are you putting me next to all of these rappers? They ain't done nothing for you in comparison to me. I understand that. But then I understand, Drake, you still shouldn't be upset because you're not exempt from the rules of hip hop. But because you're not from hip hop or you're not from the culture of it, you don't recognize this as a mechanic. So you get upset with this behavior on some quote unquote, not me, Rick Ross, white boy stuff, because that's who would get upset about that. No one else got really upset by it, but you did. Taking it forward now, Kendrick realizes you got upset, then kills you on the flipping BET side for like, you're an idiot. Like, you're really upset about this. Well, you know what? Ha ha.
Yeah.
Killed him again. It kind of changes Drake to me, becomes a bit more of a prick. When he gets into a clash with Meek, he's so ready for it because that sort of side of him has been revealed by what Kendrick's doing, because before then he's just a nice guy. Obviously he's a little bit, but he's the nice guy. Next you know, he's doing headlines, he's wearing the fucking gloves that I used to see, you know, the Nike gloves that were available in Wembley Market, the golf ones. He's wearing those. He starts becoming
elements
this
of that for my someone will probably correct me and the timeline. Say this is different, but like my timeline from that, when all that started happening, I said this on the last pod, was like, from if you're reading this, from that point there,
that was it.
He was on a whole different thing.
He was on a whole next.
There was all kinds of shit,
brother. But it's like something in life has happened within the industry, because you clearly had a perception of it beforehand. You're friends with Joe Budden. You can't stand him now. So like there was some type of something that happened that made you go, do you know what? I've got to change up this image. And I'm not rating the way people are responding to me through the way I put my image up prior. I don't like the energy I'm getting. So we're going to change this up because I want a different type of energy. And I think from that moment forward to now.
Then O'Brien and that other Don, remember I showed you on the thing? Yeah. Them Dons ended up whatever. I don't know what happened there. And then Chubbs was in. And then some of the other Dons was in, and the whole perception of this thing looks different now.
And now from what I hear, Chubbs is a gangster.
But he's a certified one.
So now when you're around that type of energy, clearly, when you hear songs like Free Smoke after that and whatever, clearly the energy of the individual has changed to a little bit of cosplay. He's around bad boys, he's got money. It's like a couple of footballers I see out. They think they're bad boys because they got money. I think it's funny. I just think you're a footballer.
Yeah.
With tattoos. I don't think you're bad. I don't take you the way I take these rappers. But I think that's a lot of that's happened with Drake. And I just think if you're actually a rude boy from the mud and you're seeing this guy because he's with Chubbs and these other guys play this rude boy, this cosplay rude boy, you're going to be thinking to yourself, wait a minute. What's going on? Look, do you know, have you seen the videos with him when he's 17 years old? Talking about urban, quote-unquote urban culture, and the way in which he describes it as ignorant because they use slang. He was saying this at 17 years old. At 17 years old, I can't tell you anybody else, but at 17 years old, them words would have never come out my mouth.
Yeah,
that's not my thing.
It's not about who's like grown up in a certain type of hood. That's, you know what I mean?
So it's not even second nature to him. So this is all, everything you see from Drake is what he's observed. It's secondhand information. And I just think real niggas are tired of it. Yeah. They're tired of it. They're like, of course they are. Imagine how Rick Ross feels now. He probably phoned Meek like, Meek.
Wait, hold on. Go on.
I'm sorry, my guy.
Go on, elaborate on that.
Like, I know they're mad. They are mad at Drake for like, quote unquote, cosplaying. But I think they're also mad at themselves for letting him in the door, letting him in the rooms where they're having their conversations.
They didn't let him in though. It was more for accepting him.
They let him in.
Come on, man. Jay Prince, Birdman, he was in. From early, he's in. When he's making the early mixtapes, and he's around.
Like, are those the people that you're talking about, essentially?
No, but for example, they've seen him and said, oh my God, we can make money.
They forgot everything else.
Yeah. Of course. They can make money. So obviously, they've come on a money step. And so when these men have let you in, and then everybody else has seen, oh, they've let you in, come through, make a Aston Martin with us, come do a Young over here, whatever the song is with Future,
done a whole tape with Future.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and they've let him in, and now, and not only have they recorded with him, he's in the clubs with them. Like, the gate was open for him because somebody tried to make money off him and successfully did, and now he's blown bigger than them. They're mad at themselves, bro. Secretly.
Of course, it's one of them situations where they the privilege Drake had, as well as being a very, very skilled musician. Let's not take that away from him. Very skilled musician. There is an element of privilege that he had, which if you're Rick Ross and you're all these guys, you're like, you know what? We don't have that. And what? There's a tune of DJ Khaled as well. I'm on one. And you know, I can't even wrong these rappers as well, by the way. I don't wrong these rappers for taking on that opportunity to upscale their thing. Because Drake still has the capacity to change and become the person that you would want him to be. You can't have no control over the character that
so he would has. would you say that you would wrong them though if it was common knowledge that he was being authentically himself? If Drake was more authentically himself and he played the role of what that was, then maybe would you wrong them for feeling a way towards him if he was doing that? Because right now, is it, are you essentially saying that, or it's sounding as though you're saying that they've got to a point where they're like, wait, okay, this guy is a highly skilled guy or whatnot, but he's playing all of these different roles and characters and whatnot, and also on top of that, he's not necessarily of the culture in the way that he's portraying himself to be. So now we've got to that point of, this man's doing a whole load of disrespect. He's being all of these different types of people. We actually don't even know who this guy is really within his character.
Yeah.
We've had enough of it now. Yeah. However, though, if he was actually authentically himself without all of the fuckery, then people would look at him differently and they would look at his success differently.
But the thing is, you don't understand. In order for you to be in a world that you're not meant in, you need to have a strategy. In order for me to be in the world that I'm meant to be in, there is no strategy. So for Rick Ross to be where Rick Ross is, there's no strategy. The only strategy is, how do I make this music bigger? For a Canadian guy who said nigger and all of these types of weird stuff when he was 17 in Canada to be beside Birdman and to Rick Ross, there has to have been a strategy, which means you're going to fool someone. So I can't wrong the people because you've walked into the situation with a strategy. I'm going to get closer to you to... I don't know that information if I'm in the club drunk doing my thing.
I hear that.
So you've walked in there with a strategy, aka networking, as everyone loves. And then all of a sudden... do you know what I'm saying? You're placing yourself around people for financial gain and financial gain only.
Mm.
And then the only time that people find out is when that person starts being funny with them because they can't make no money from them no more. So it's almost like, why are you around? And then all of a sudden, that person's like, we spent 4 or 5 years together. I've showed you to my family. We've been abroad. We've been doing this. We've been doing that. But then what does that person do? He goes to someone bigger and now you can't say nothing. Mm. Your voice is void. Yeah. What do you mean? I made songs with you. I helped you. I helped you get your first number one.
Yeah.
You're like, what? But then no one says anything.
Yeah.
Then he does it to someone else. That person goes to talk. It's no point.
No,
by the time you've done it for 15 years, there's enough people to go, big man, I've had enough.
So what happens in a world where Drake smokes Kendrick? What happens then?
Which I think might happen.
So then what happens then? What does it look like then?
Christopher Columbus wins again.
If he smokes Kendrick, then after that comes back and smokes Rick Ross, then what happens then?
I think... yeah, Christopher Columbus. The Caucasians have won.
The culture is being run by the Antichrist.
It has been, yeah, we've lost. We lost, fam.
If this was a movie, it's literally
universe. Brother, you've let someone in good faith. It always happens. Yeah. This has actually happened since the dawn of time in history. Where you let... brother, Troy. What's the other one where... is it Troy? There's another one where they let the horse in. Is that true? Crazy. Mm. Crazy. So, Achilles heel. Mm. Achilles was my guy, and it hurt my heart. But for the dawn of time, this has happened where you let... even that film I watched the other day, Salt. Was it Salt? Something?
Salt with the Russian...
no, Salt something. Where the guy goes into the house. Saltburn.
Oh, Saltburn. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Basically, the hip-hop scene is Saltburn, and that guy's Drake. That's the best way for me to describe it.
Right.
And you don't see it coming... until it's too late. And
he listen. There's an opportunity. There's a chance though that this could happen. There's a chance that he might come out and smoke Kendrick's boots.
Why are you saying that for? Drake is war trained. No matter what you say, he might Drake come is and war smoke trained, Kendrick's bro.
Boots off. He's and then war after trained. That, he might come there and then smoke whoever's boots off after that. And then just go off and then make a Tootsie roll or some shit.
I'm being so real. I agree with Chucks. I agree with Chucks.
He might even do that. And then, like, because obviously by then, Taylor Swift, she would have had her campaign would have been done. So then it would just be free reign for a rapper to go there and just hold that spot for a tiny piece. It's Pips crazy.
Pipe down. You ain't in no big leases. I got you wiped down.
I'll tell you one thing that is irritating me, though.
Sassy, my brother. Cold.
One thing that is likely irritating me is that, like,
God.
The AI stuff is irritating because it's taken away the sting out of a lot of things for me. And I think we're already in, maybe more so in Western society, we're already very speculative. We speculate a lot on stuff and there are a lot of people asking a lot of questions and we are skeptical on things anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you throw in this AI thing. And now certain things are happening and it's like, no one is knowing what is real for a moment. And it takes away from the moment. I guess it's kind of a little bit like when football fans were a little bit upset about
VAR.
VAR, because it was like, that moment of euphoria when there is a goal, and then it's like, is it, but is it not? And then you're waiting, and then it's like, oh, bruv, like, you know, Kendrick's gonna drop something, and there's going to be a thing where for a moment, we're all gonna say, is this real?
Just like when they heard the Drake thing, everyone thought
it's everyone thought, is it, yeah. When Taser played it to me, he was in the car, he played it to me, and I was like, I just dismissed it straight away.
What, the Drake?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, nah, man. Why did I dismiss it? I dismissed it because for a reason. I think maybe it was the source of where he was getting it from.
Yeah.
The source of where he was getting it from, I was like, I listened to a little bit of it. I was like, nah, man.
Now, Taser's a bit reliable, though, because his heat map on Twitter is good. So he's a reliable.
Yeah, of course.
He's a reliable guy.
But, like, you know, sometimes things just come out and then...
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone was waiting for something to happen anyway. So yeah. It was a thing. And then so... I ended up not listening to that the proper version for a good couple of hours afterwards, albeit, yeah, I was in the club and that. But later on, then it was like, nah, it's confirmed, it's a thing. But it's like, it's still, AI is interfering with shit.
We're doing VIR checks on songs.
Yeah. Wait, is it? Wait, hold on a minute.
All right, it's approved.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And then I'm having arguments with people because I stayed up late to watch the stream, you know, as pathetic as it is.
Who's Academic?
I was there until like 4 o'clock in the morning, mate.
Drake or waiting for Kendrick response?
Waiting for anything.
Is it?
And at the same time, that's how we got the Rick Ross.
As well.
But then we got Rick Ross as well. I was waiting last night as well, yeah, for that. But we got Rick, that's how I found the Rick Ross one. Yeah. So I heard Rick Ross as soon as it happened. So when I listened to that, Rick Ross's diss track is so underrated and undervalued. It's so undervalued because of the production. Like, who done the
previous? I don't want it right now. You know what it is? It's good food, but I'm not hungry for that.
Just, but you know what? I hear that. But for 1 second, pretend that you are. You know the ones where you're with a gal, you don't even want to be with her, so you think that someone else is the gal, and then I've done it so many times. I think of someone else, I was having sex with a girl.
I've done that as well.
There we go. Think that this
I've said a name as well.
Like, yeah, so have I, and she went crazy.
This year, so that was thank fuck for that.
She went crazy, but we had sex again after that. Strong, sex man. Was good. Man,
sorry, did you lose your 24?
Nah, I think about the sex. Sex was good. Nah, but yeah, I lost my trailer 4, man.
So oh,
man. You have to lose it sometimes. Eh, it's gone, man. It's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone. But you know what? It's been entertaining. This whole thing.
No, there's going to be the longer that Kendrick takes, AI is going to be more in this. Not even just with Kendrick, AI will come out as Drake and say some shit. AI really might even come out happened. As Future and do some shit.
Better not.
AI might even come out as Metro on the drums and start drumming its shit off to pieces.
I'll be honest with you. This is why I say to you the sassy version of this Drake song. That could have been AI.
Nah, that shit was Drake though.
That could have been AI. In terms of the way it's structured, someone else can do that. You see a Kendrick verse. Because you need... I don't even know how Kendrick structures. I don't hear anyone and go... Like, I think Drake is very, it's a very easy thing to replicate for AI. I would believe a Drake AI before I would believe a Kendrick AI, is what I'm saying. Kendrick is so unique.
No, you have to believe that everything AI, because it's AI. Do you know how serious that thing is?
Yeah, but there's some things I hear in AI, I'm like, I know that's not him. I just know it's not him. I just know. I know he wouldn't do that.
But
like
you have to believe, though, that AI has the capability of even going ahead of what you think Drake would do or any artist would do.
That means that AI can make the HC podcast, Chucks, and then what?
Listen, bro.
Then what? I don't want to believe
AI
this.
AI could come in here and just be doing its whatever it's doing. That's it. Man's off now, out of it.
That's why you got to change the cadence sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. But then AI figures that shit out. It's mad.
Man.
Hey, like, we'll talk about this properly when he sits on the couch and whatnot at some point, but Bashy's back outside.
You did. Do you know what? You did say he was coming on. I was like, oh my God, that means he's dropping. And then he dropped.
Bashy is back outside, bro. Bashy is back outside. And I'm very, very, very looking forward to having a conversation with him about that and about the project and whatnot and where his headspace is at and whatnot. This guy is a
legend.
Yeah, I'll forget the personal stuff and whatnot because obviously I know Bashy and I get on very, very well with him. I've known him for a really long time, yeah. But even parking that aside, to me, this is one of our superheroes.
Of course.
One of our superheroes.
Do you know what I told Bashy one time?
Go on.
You are the human sacrifice, my guy.
Yeah.
You made Black Boys, which elevates a lot of the things that we're doing in our scene.
Trust me.
Which will isolate you from progression for a period of time for whatever reason. And just the element of you doing that and the remix and the several remixes you've done. Mm-hmm. Do you know where I'm coming from? Maybe he needed this space.
The album is called Being Poor is Expensive.
He's right.
Oh, he is so right, bruv. Being poor is expensive. Deep that. Being poor is expensive, bruv. I'm telling you.
And living an expensive lifestyle is pricey.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess the difference is that
I know.
When you have a little bit of money in your pocket or whatever, you're having to think a little bit less about stuff. Although they say more money, more problems, all these type of things. Yeah, we hear that. But you see, being poor, how expensive it is outside. Also, adding to this element, yeah. See, with all the gentrification and all of that in certain places, yeah. You got to look at like certain areas now that are like super done up with expensive restaurants and this, that, and whatever. The council estate is just still there, you know. There's still 100%. People that do not have money that are living in these areas. Go to like Chiswick. We see Chiswick as a really nice area, yeah. Chiswick is a really nice area. King's Road, all them places there, Fulham, them places there, yeah. There's estates that are just in and around that. You think that people local. Can stand on the street to rot it?
Local. Yeah. And I'm glad that happens. I'm glad that happens. What and I mean? Want more of that.
What do you mean?
That harsh reality.
Of what?
Of truth.
Go.
I love drill. I love all these genres of music. And I love what you just said right then. Because it gives you that. I don't like that comfortable factor that life tries to present to you. Or England tries to present to you. It's nice. It's comfortable. It's, no, it's not, brother. I can get a free five round the corner right now.
I'm telling you.
I'm £35.
I'm telling you.
Cali.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Caledonian Road.
Nah, being poor is expensive, man.
It is, man.
Being poor is expensive. And trust me, I know that he'll have a really good take on what that's about and whatnot.
I don't want to say too much.
We'll have a good conversation.
I just want him here. I need Bashy. Whoa. I need Bashy to be here on the sofa. Whoa, pause. To speak about music.
Come on, my brother. Have you got any howlers, my G?
I mean, there wasn't really... Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm sorry, guys. Today. When I say I've just been watching
every... You must have howlers. Every day, Poet is in the WhatsApp group.
Sending stuff.
I'm thinking that you're throwing things in because you're just getting prepared to either talk about it or of course. Whatever. Wait, are you throwing them in there for Mandem to just watch it?
No, for howlers. For howlers. Oh, well.
Okay, cool.
So...
Because I should... Like, some of them I do watch still.
Well, there was one howler that I really, really liked in it. There was... So we spoke about AI, yeah? And the thing is, everyone, AI's got a negative connotation and I want to provide some balance. I think balance is important in life. I think half full is important in life. And I like the AI versions of lyrics taken from the diss tracks associated with genres of music and people making a sound around those lyrics. So Drake's amazing line about Metro Boomin make some drums is made into an old school rhythm. Shut your ass up and make some drums, Metro. So hey, I just like the fact that, you know what, I'm never getting rid of Twitter. Even I don't care if it's my ex. I'm never getting rid of it purely because of moments like this. It's just incredible. There was even one which is so far removed from any music I like. But you know what? Let's go. Say it.
Hey, that's too funny.
And that song's called BBL Drizzy.
BBL Drizzy.
I'm thicker than a Snicker.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, man.
BBL.
All right.
BBL Drizzy is nuts though.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Now this is where
Hey, BBL crazy. Drizzy. That is rude.
Do you know what's rude as well?
And me. That, you know why it's fun? Sorry, bro.
Go on.
It's funny as well because Rick Ross is just proudly fat. That's yes. What makes it funny.
Proudly.
He's like, listen, brother, you weren't even like me. And look what you're doing. You didn't even have this. You don't even have the minerals for this.
I'm here. Kind of this is all natural.
Yeah. You didn't even have this and look what you did. BBL Drizzy and that.
So,
by the way, I fuck with Drake. I know it sounds bad still, but I do. But
anyway. I'm sorry, I fuck with Drake as well. I fuck it. Like I said, this is an issue.
Anyway, then we don't.
Stay quiet, Paul. Don't get yourself in trouble. There is a couple. Do you know what? We have to now allow people to spin the block. I don't know what it looks like long term, but I'm allowing people to spin the block.
People have been spinning.
Yeah, but we've always said no. But I've seen Destiny's
Child.
Did they really spin the block?
Because
spinning the block isn't a moment; it's a lifetime.
Mm.
And Nelly and Ashanti are back, and Ashanti is pregnant. Big her up. But one thing we shouldn't big up is a Nelly show.
Why?
Because no one goes.
Oh no! No man. No. No. No, 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 no. That's got to be sound check. That's got to be sound check. No. No. Surely that's got to be more expensive to do that than it is to actually do it.
There was definitely a loss.
There was a... Bro, this is... What's that? Like an O2 Arena. And there's... That's like O2 Arena, yeah? So let's just say that is O2 Arena. O2 Arena is 20,000 people. The equivalency right there is what? That's about 10%. That's 10%. That's what it looks like in there. That's crazy.
I don't see anyone there. I don't see anyone there. And all I will say to Nelly is this. For me, Nelly, you are a legend for me. I love you. But when you became a pop star, this is what happens. And you're a legend, Nelly.
I can't believe it. I'm actually gobsmacked. The reason why I'm gobsmacked is because maybe like with promoting events and stuff like that, even more so now, and you're looking at like how much things cost and the plans and like all of these things behind it, yeah. This to me is, it's quite interesting because
Nelly
has how expensive this is.
Of course.
it's probably better to just cancel the thing and just lose the deposit. Oh, the security is chatting.
Oh my God, look.
They might be bunning it. I think security are bunning it. Oh my God. Everyone is chilling out. Nelly's going crazy on stage. And to be honest with you, I am sure it was a one-off, but it's a reminder that you can be spinning the block and doing your thing, but there's another reality you must face.
Oh, it's that, but also as well, it's that sometimes, and a lot of people do this anyway, yeah, is they look at what everyone else is doing, and it's like, yeah, we must be able to do that arena, we must be able to do. Sometimes it's better to go back small, yeah, and build up some anticipation, and then over time, you can get back to this place again.
Start with 2,000-3,000.
If he's looking at a 50, saying to himself, I could do that.
Don't fucking, you dare.
He's going mad.
Because even 50 bought Busta Rhymes and Jeremiah.
Yeah, he did.
So like 50 had friends.
Yeah, but 50 can do these things.
Of course, he's got Diamond Records.
So, but I'm saying man might have been, I'm not saying records. He is, but sometimes certain artists will look at that and say, ah, man's got hits, I can do what? And there's a resurgence of old school stuff and 50's doing arenas and whatnot. I can do arenas. No, big man. You might be able to do an arena in your hometown and you might be able to do arenas in like certain parts of the world, maybe New York, maybe a London. Do you get what I'm saying? But outside of that, it might have to be Hammersmith Apollo.
And Nelly vibes. Kelly, and that Nelly Kelly soon, if we're keeping it 100, is only big because of Kelly.
Oh yeah. Big up Kelly, by the way.
She's trying to make texts on her phone.
Big up Kelly.
Of course, she was trying to send a text on her phone using spreadsheet. XL. But she looked good. She looked good. All right, last thing I want to do is not put someone down.
This is crazy,
man. That's crazy. I found this guy on my Twitter. I don't know nothing about him. I just thought he was crazy. So I'm just going to put him on.
Pajama, British citizen, king man, I ain't no prince like William. Family from the Caribbean and family European like Caribbean. Pajama, London resident, and I am a SW1 veteran. Man, I unlock this element. Long, man, I live long like elephant. 10 minutes away from elephant. 5 minutes away from Kennington.
One, this is hard.
1 minute away, it's imminent. I look inside and elevate. High, man, get high and levitate. Life comes obstacles in many ways. Have to push through and penetrate.
What's his name?
Target eliminate.
I don't know.
What's his name? Oh, the original. Or the original.
So he's, I think, hard. He's cold. Basically, I've decided to try treat life again.
From?
I don't. He said 10 minutes from Elephant, 5 minutes from Kennington. So I think he's from South.
In the bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Minutes from Elephant. 5 minutes from Kennington. Right. I was So I just think he's cold. And I'm trying to treat social media.
Put his Instagram on the screen.
When it comes to like music, yeah, Chucky and EA, I'm trying to treat it like radio.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go to a song. I don't want to know nothing. Right. I don't want to see the following. This apparently is good. Let me hear it. I don't want to know nothing.
Yeah. And that's what it's supposed to be about. What does your ear tell you? Forget everything else. What does your ear tell you?
What is my ear? The same way I like to watch football. Don't tell me about what club he's come from. Let me just watch him.
Yeah.
He's cold.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that type of. I want to try.
Don't want to know the stat. Let me just watch.
I really want to create. Do you know it'd be sick if you had a radio station? Yeah, for like 1 hour, you don't know none of the artists. You just hear the music, and then they do that 1 hour every. I don't know. It's every 4 or 5 hours, or maybe it's 15-20 minutes. They play a selection of music. They don't tell you nothing. They just take a look at the social followings, see what song they like the most, 1, 2, whatever. And at the end of the day, they'll tell you the name of the song. Mm. Just to train people's ears to get back into just appreciating something without all the glitz and glamour around it. Shout out Rick Ross, Future.
And it's to train people's habits as well.
To change people's habits. Because you know what? It's mad, you know. Chucky, we're kind of privileged, you know. We're kind of lucky. We're very lucky. We're from an era of that.
Yeah.
And we understand this era. Yeah, yeah. So we have the marriage of two bits of information. Mm. Some people just have one or the other.
Yeah.
I think me and Chucky's age group were so lucky. Old enough to remember playing outside and knocking on the door and meeting someone at 7 o'clock and not having a way to contact them to tell them that you're going to be late. I remember that era to this era here. I've got the comparison. Whereas some people just have one. And I think it makes situations like this a little bit more different in terms of appreciation. We can appreciate it differently, where maybe you can't.
Right then. And you know what I also remember?
Go on, family. Play it.
My mum's angry today, yeah, so don't ask my mum for the sleepover today, because obviously my dad told my mum that he's got a new girlfriend. So my mum's going to say no if you ask today. Make sure you don't ask today. And don't come and knock for me today. I'm not allowed to play out today. So I'm only allowed to play at my garden. But I want you to play, and I want to stay at your house as well, because when you knock for me, we always have fun. Like, you're actually my best friend.
This guy is so honest.
Like, Mike wants to be my friend as well, but I don't want to be Michael's friend. Like, let's play out together all the time, because when we play out together, I've got the new pogo stick, by the way, I forgot to tell you, yeah? So when I come to your house,
I'm
going to bring the pogo stick, and we can play with that thing in it. But don't tell no one, because everyone in the area is going to ask to use it. And you know when I get a toy, if some people break it, but I don't want them to break it. And then when the sleepover happened, I'm going to bring up my games, and then we're going to be PlayStation. And let's not sleep as well. And if we stay up all
let's
night,
well.
It's going to be so thick. But yeah. Oh yeah, I'm playing out. Just knock for me.
All right, now I think you're going to grow up to be like the guy in you.
The man said, don't knock for me because I'm not going to be allowed out. And then at the end he says, yeah, knock for me because I want to come out.
You know the ones where you're having thoughts about the whole situation and you just offload? No homo.
Big up PK.
Do you know what? There's one thing I had to actually let you lot know. And ask you lot's opinion, because this was weird. So NBA Youngboy and Finesse 2 Times are having a mad argument on Instagram, social media. And then NBA Youngboy felt like he was, you know, throwing a dig at Finesse two times when he threw up his girlfriend or his baby mum and tried to say like, yo, I'm on her type of thing.
Whoa.
This was Finesse two times response.
I didn't lay these niggas though. Bro, ask my baby mama them, bro. I didn't lay these niggas though. I didn't lay these niggas though, bro. And heard my baby mama them get they back beat out for 200-300 when I was broke and up, nigga. I'm cut different. Bro, ask my baby.
So I want to ask you, man, a question. Am I crazy? Or is he?
He's going crazy. He's going mad, bro. He's going mad.
He pimped out the game. He told NBA Youngboy, that listen, can't affect me.
Yeah, because this is what was going on in my life.
I'm a pimp. I'm from Memphis. We pimps.
But that's what they do, though. That's some part of their thing. But the part of their thing, bro, the way that some of these people are able to literally disconnect is crazy to me. It is scary. Because sometimes if something is part of your inner culture in which you grow, it's just normal. You feel how you feel and you know that at some point it doesn't feel all the way right, but this is just what we do.
And it's so mad because the procedure is what's messed everything up. You know, like the process in me saying, all right, no condom, let me use with this girl. That means I've taken onto account that she might get pregnant and I'm willing to do me personally I'm willing to deal with the consequences. I respect you to that point, all of those things. He's just outside
to peace.
Whatever happens and we'll deal with it when it comes. So his baby mum could be, because he's like, I didn't like you anyway. It was just what it was. Like,
exactly.
That's crazy. Chucky.
That's their thing.
When you want to go to Memphis, as long
as at some point she was bringing home some money or she was doing her bit of it, then you know what, it is what it is.
So now we go to Memphis.
Who? You know the song that I played you, the guy who's singing
it. That narrows it all down, innit?
The guy that I played you.
Yo, careful with his wording.
Sitting in everybody, yeah.
I was mash up, lads. Sorry about last night.
Bro, if only I could show them the picture. Baps.
I'm so sorry, everyone. Quickly, shout out Henchy Hench. It's Henchy_Hench. This is his ting.
You know, I noticed that as well.
What does it say again?
What does it say?
After God fear women.
After God. Oh, I love that. Is that something
in
the
back? I don't think so. Henchy, after my God brother.
Fear women. I want that.
All right, we'll get you one. I'll get you that. One. 100%.
Wait, so, where can is there a link? Is there what? Is there
something? Yeah, there's a link. We'll put it in the bio. I'll send you all the stuff. The link. Right, but course. I'll get you one anyway.
Yeah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.